This is Brother Matter, and I greet you in the precious name of Jesus. Pray all is well with everyone, and everybody's enjoying the goodness and blessings of the Lord. Now, what I want to talk to you about these next few sessions that we have, I want to talk to you about prayer and learning to pray. You know, when it comes to prayer, we are the ones that define prayer in our minds and in our spirits and in our hearts. It comes from what we've been taught. It comes from what we've been around. It comes from teaching, way of thinking. It comes from many things. But we are the ones that define what prayer is in our spirits. And I've wrote some thoughts down here that the Lord was dealing with me about this morning. And I want us to approach this thing on learning to pray. You know, we as individuals, we determine what prayer is. And to us, there's a, it's what it looks like, what you sound like, what position you're in, where you're at when you pray. And a lot of these different things that we've either grew up with or been taught or been around, it puts pressure on us to pray a certain way or pray in a certain tone of voice or pray with a certain inflection or emphasis in our voice. And prayer has nothing to do with any of that. Prayer is the desire of your soul to relate and communicate with God. That's what prayer is. You don't need to make prayer difficult. It's difficult enough to fight through the pressures and fight through all the forces and powers that we have to fight through responsibilities and to make time to pray. You're never just gonna, I have people all the time saying, Brother Better, I don't have time to pray. I said, no, you have to make time to pray. It's not that you don't have time, it's that you don't make time. And our relationship with God should be our number one priority. If we're Christians and we're claiming that we have a relationship with God and we're confessing, we're God-fearing and we believe in His Word and we serve Him, then our relationship with Him should be our number one priority. But everybody has their own idea about prayer. They have their thoughts about it, but years ago, when I was a pastor in Fort Payne, Alabama, at our church there, before this saying ever become popular, I had a big white chalkboard. I think it was 4 by 8 feet, and I drew a square right in the middle of it, and I taught that morning on getting out of the box. So when it comes to prayer, you're going to have to get out of the box. These videos are to encourage you to discipline yourself to pray and come into a deeper relationship with God. And you can't look at prayer as, oh my God, I got to spend 30 or 45 minutes in an hour in prayer. No, there are those times in prayer where your spirit is grave. The Spirit of God is intense. It's heavy. But there are also those times of affection, of gentleness, of tenderness, of more of a lighthearted, just love and affection. There's that type of prayer because there's many types of prayer. There's individual prayer. There's corporate prayer. There's prayer. You know, so many people don't understand prayer because they think that you're not supposed to pray out loud in a church or come together as a body to pray because all they've had hammered into them, well, when you pray, come into your chamber by yourself, shut the door about you. Yeah, that's for your personal needs. That is for your individual ministry need and the needs you have in your life and your personal problems. You don't pray your personal problems in public. You take them to the Lord in a time of secluded prayer when you're by yourself or you're praying with your spouse or whatever, but you don't air your public prayers or your prayers that are private and personal. You don't air them out in public. The corporate prayer is seeking God for a move for the body of Christ. It's seeking God for the body to grow, the church to grow, the gifts and anointing of God to begin to work in the church. This is what corporate prayer is for. There's a lot of people don't want corporate prayer, and they don't want anything to do with it because they've been taught that it's wrong. But if there had never been any corporate prayer, there would have never been a day of Pentecost. There would have never been a shaking in the fourth chapter of Acts. There would never been a house of Cornelius. There would never been that time in Acts 16 where Paul went down by the river and met Lydia, because it said that they went down there and prayer was wont to be made in that place. So there are things that man is taught, and there's things that's got in our spirit about prayer and seeking God that they can hinder us. They can stop us from moving into areas where God wants to talk to us and move for us and help us and strengthen us. So we've got to recondition our minds. God's moving us into a new thing. We're moving into a new dispensation. We're moving into a new relationship and depth in God. So we've got to let God change us and bring us forward and transform us. And I'm going to get into some scriptures here in this next session. I pray this has been a blessing to you. And I want God to move for you and help you grow in your dedications. And when you get to the place that you begin to pray, a few minutes every morning, that this is going to grow. This is just to get you started and get you a discipline to start praying and seeking God on a regular, continual, consistent, daily basis. And may God bless you. That is my prayer.